The Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 18, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. First, in North Dakota, where this month the state has become the latest to be swept up in the declining presence of local news media. One expert says it's a declining trend, especially as it relates to accountability and democracy.
In northeastern North Dakota, Ness Press has ended publishing 8 weekly newspapers. Operators of the family-run business say a lack of ad revenue and having no one else to take over prompted the decision. Melissa Vosen-Kalins, who teaches media literacy at North Dakota State University, worries that it's part of a nationwide erosion of local news that creates lasting harm.
Newspaper deserts are super dangerous. It limits our access to information, particularly local information, often in already marginalized communities.
She says when people have to seek information elsewhere, their searches may lead them to disinformation and misinformation on social platforms. I'm Mike Moen.
Meantime, names and addresses of members of the grand jury that indicted Donald Trump and his associates have been posted on a fringe website that often features violent rhetoric, that from NBC News. They report the Fulton County DA has declined to comment. At the same time, District Attorney Fannie Willis has faced racial threats ahead of the return of the indictment, and additional security measures were put in place, with some employees allowed to work from home. Those addresses of the grand jurors were spotted by Advanced Democracy, that's a nonpartisan research group founded by Daniel J. Jones. He is a former FBI investigator. And it has been 1 year since the Inflation Reduction Act was signed into law by President Joe Biden. The sweeping climate legislation has had vast impacts on Georgia and the nation.
The sweeping climate legislation has had vast impacts on Georgia and the nation. Along with boosting funds for climate-smart projects, the IRA has expanded green economy jobs. A recent Climate Power report ranked Georgia second in the nation for new clean energy projects since the IRA was passed. State Representative Sandra Scott says transitioning to clean energy will help reduce costs for Georgians.
Renewable energy resources offer the most affordable power options available in the present-day market. Embracing clean, renewable energy helps reduce dependence on volatile fossil fuel prices, ensuring stability and security in our energy supply.
The Climate Power report says over 16,000 clean energy jobs have been announced in the state since the passage of the IRA. Brett Pivato reporting.
Among other things, the IRA includes energy efficiency improvements, weatherization, and zero emission or low emission transportation. This is Public News Service. A bill in the Congress could almost eliminate local input on cell tower locations in New York and across the nation.
The American Broadband Deployment Act would create new restrictions on local and state land use and zoning laws to make it easier to site telecommunication towers. Multiple groups are sharing their concerns in a letter to the chair of the House Communications and Technology Subcommittee about the consequences of bypassing state and local zoning authorities. W. Scott McCullough, an attorney and advocate, describes some of the views about cell towers from homeowners and neighborhoods.
They don't want it by their children's school. It devalues people's homes, the property. It raises their insurance. Did you know that you have to disclose when you sell your home that you've got a cell tower next to your house or near your house? And the reason is that it's a property devaluation item.
Proponents of the bill say it will expand internet access. It passed out of committee on a party line 27-23 vote with strong Republican support. A similar bill was in the New York State Legislature this year, but didn't make it out of committee. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Meantime, researchers at the University of Maryland have found personal data remained on many used cell phones purchased through a police auction website.
Police departments typically acquire phones through civil asset forfeiture, but are sometimes the destination for items from the airport lost and found. Over a period of months, UMD researchers purchased 228 used phones from PropertyRoom.com, a reseller that partners with thousands of police departments. Many of the phones contained personal information. One phone that was used in an identity theft scheme was resold with the identity theft victim's complete credit histories intact. The researchers didn't use any software to break into the phones, and study author Dave Dave Levin says they found many people aren't taking basic precautions.
First off, choose a good PIN. We found about 20% or so of the phones that we ended up purchasing didn't have any PIN. We turned it on and it was just unlocked. For the other phones that we got into, we guessed the PINs.
Brett Pivato reporting.
In Arkansas and across the country, 74% of young people in the U.S. believe that gun violence is a problem. 60% want to see stricter gun laws. More from our Danielle Smith.
That's according to a new report from American University, the Everytown for Gun Safety Support Fund, and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Researchers polled a representative sample of 4,100 people ages 14 to 30. Wyatt Russell with American University says this generation raised in an era where mass shootings are ubiquitous is very worried about school safety.
The average young person knows at least one other person who's been injured or killed by a gun.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member endless and supported. Here's a great radio station, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.